The culture notes for Pimsleur's Mandarin 4 follow. Unit 1. Major airport hubs in China. The three busiest Chinese airports are in Shanghai, Beijing, and Guangzhou. Shanghai has two airports. Pudong International Airport, the city's gateway to the world, lies 19 miles east of the city center by the East China Sea. Its cargo terminal is the country's busiest. Construction of the first runway and terminal began in 1997 and took only 2 years to complete. The airport was soon expanded to include three runways and two terminals. Terminal 2 serves international airlines. Closer to downtown, the older Hongqiao Airport connects Shanghai to the rest of the country and major East Asian metropolises, Tokyo, Seoul, Taipei, and Hong Kong. A mega expansion in 2010 created a second terminal as well as concourses linking the city's subways, long-distance buses, and high-speed railways. Beijing Capital Airport is China's largest airport and the world's second busiest after Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International. Terminal 3, which covers an area of more than 10 million square feet, is the world's second largest passenger terminal. It includes a main and two satellite concourses. Plans to build a second airport were approved by the central government in 2012. Guangzhou, formerly known as Canton, is the capital of Guangdong Province, which is one of the country's most important economic engines. The Pearl River Delta region is home to China's largest manufacturing base. Guangzhou hosts an annual trade fair, which attracts buyers from around the world. A large percentage of the overseas Chinese population in Southeast Asia and elsewhere originates from Guangdong. It is not surprising that Guangzhou Baiyun International is the third major airline hub in China. Unit 2, the Huangpu River. The Huangpu, a tributary of the Yangtze River, meanders through Shanghai. The most scenic part of the river is called the Bund, an Anglo-Indian word meaning embankment. It bears a remarkable resemblance to the waterfront of Liverpool, England. The similarity is by no means accidental. The architectural legacy of the Bund is a reminder of the century-long British influence in Shanghai from the 1840s to the 1940s. The skyline is dominated by imposing former bank buildings in a variety of eclectic Western styles. Many have been converted into luxury boutiques, upscale restaurants, and art galleries. Tourists throng the long esplanade to take in the views and snap pictures of the barges and buildings along the banks of the river. East of the Huangpu is the Pudong New Area. As its name suggests, until the 1990s, that part of the city was still largely rural in character. The Yew Garden. The Yew Garden and its surrounding area is a major tourist attraction in Shanghai. It is located in Shanghai's Old City, not far from the Huangpu River. First constructed in the 16th century, the historic garden features multiple pavilions, ponds, and artificial rockeries. The original owner intended the garden as a retreat for his parents, naming it the Garden of Tranquility. However, construction took so long that in reality the garden became a playground for the profligate retired government official. After he died, the garden quickly fell into decline. Over the centuries, ownership changed hands, and the garden was rebuilt numerous times. Today, the walled garden fronts a small man-made lake with a picturesque pavilion in the middle and a zigzag walkway called the Nine Bend Bridge. The hexagonal pavilion was built in the 18th century as a gathering place for cloth merchants. Today, it's a tea house. The walkway, originally made of wood, was destroyed by a fire in 1922. 2 years later, it was reconstructed in concrete. From the bridge, skyscrapers on the other side of the Huangpu River are clearly visible over treetops in the garden, forming a dramatic backdrop. The 5-acre garden is embedded in a cobweb of narrow alleyways lined with restaurants and specialty shops selling traditional crafts, such as chopsticks, combs, folding fans, and paper cuts. Nearby, there are several Taoist temples, including one devoted to the city god. Unit 3. Bridges over the Huangpu River. Until 1991, the only way to cross the Huangpu River in downtown Shanghai was by ferry. However, following the central government's decision to develop the area east of the river, within about 10 years, four bridges were constructed over the river within the city limits. The first to complete was the Nanpu Bridge. It's a cable-stayed bridge with a main span of 1,388 feet. Because of its cramped location, the 2-mile-long ramp west of the river is in the shape of a double helix, climbing to a height of 151 feet. 2 years later, the Yangpu Bridge opened to traffic. It is a double tower and double cable-stayed bridge. Its 1,975-foot span makes it one of the largest cable-stayed bridges in the world. It connects the Inner Ring Expressway in the industrial Yangpu District in Puxi to the Pudong New Area. The bridge, originally unpainted, received a festive coat of red paint for the new millennium. The third bridge, the Shupu, is very similar in design. It got its name from its location in Shupu District and is connected to the Outer Ring Expressway. It opened in 1997. The fourth bridge is the Lupu Bridge in downtown Shanghai. Like the Sydney Harbour Bridge in Australia, the Lupu is a through-arch bridge. It has a main span of 1,804 feet. It is adjacent to the Expo 20 site and a popular attraction in its own right. Adventurers can climb to the observation deck at the top of the bridge. After a high-speed elevator ride, those unafraid of vertiginous heights can walk 367 steps along the arch of the bridge to the top. Unit 4. Skyscrapers in Pudong. The peninsula across the Huangpu River, facing Shanghai's historic banking and business district, the Bund, is the new
Lujiazui
finance and trade zone. Development of this wedge of land started in the early 1990s. Lujiazui occupies an area of about 12 square miles and has the city's highest concentration of skyscrapers. The tallest three, the Jinmao Tower, the Shanghai World Finance Center, and the Shanghai Tower, are clustered around a large public park. The Jinmao Tower, at 88 stories, was completed in 1999. Its exterior is clad in a combination of glass, metal, and stone. The design draws from Chinese and Western architecture. Its overall shape evokes the Chinese pagoda. The setbacks of the building's top are reminiscent of Art Deco. The Shanghai World Financial Center was finished 9 years later. It was developed by a big Japanese real estate company, the same company responsible for Tokyo's Roppongi Hills, a new upscale urban center in that city. It is an elegant building with 101 floors. Its nickname, the Bottle Opener, derives from the trapezoid opening at the top to reduce wind pressure. The tallest at 121 stories, with a total floor area of 4,090,000 square feet, is the Shanghai Tower. Its form is said to resemble a writhing dragon. All three skyscrapers were designed by American architectural firms. Unit 5. Jiading. Located in northwestern Shanghai, Jiading was incorporated into Shanghai in 1958, along with nine other rural counties, to ensure the city's supply of food and produce. Jiading has more than 800 years of history. During the Ming and Qing dynasties, hundreds of Jiading's native sons passed the imperial examinations and went on to pursue successful official careers. Today, this legacy of education and culture is reflected in Jiading's Temple of Confucius, which is one of the most important in the Shanghai region. Since the 1990s, manufacturing has rapidly become the most important economic activity. There is a large automobile industry in Jiading. Some of its best-known companies are joint ventures with multinational companies, including Volkswagen, General Motors, and General Electric. Nanshang. Nanshang is an ancient town in Jiading. It's famous in Shanghai and beyond for its historic architecture and its soup dumplings. Connected to downtown Shanghai by Metro Line 11, Nanshang is a pleasant destination for day trips. Its most important landmarks are a pair of ancient brick pagodas and a classical Suzhou-style garden. Nanshang is also the birthplace of Shanghai's legendary soup dumplings.
小笼包.
These are small, bite-sized, steamed buns with a minced pork filling. The delicate, translucent skin is made from half-raised flour. The buns are typically eaten at breakfast, dipped in vinegar and finely shredded ginger. The characteristic soup or broth comes from the pork aspic in the filling. The buns also come in a gourmet version with a mixed filling of pork, crab meat, and roe. Although originally a Shanghai specialty, Din Tai Fung, a Taiwanese chain, has earned rave reviews for its high quality
小笼包.
The company runs restaurants in major Asian cities, Australia, and on the American West Coast. Unit 6. Guyuyuan. Originally named Yiyuan, luxuriant garden, this garden was first laid out in the 16th century by a master bamboo carver, painter, and landscape designer. The name alludes to the garden's extensive plantings of bamboos and a line from the classic of poetry and ancient literary work. Luxuriant are the emerald bamboos. When the garden was restored and enlarged 200 years later, it acquired its current name, Guyuyuan, or the Ancient Luxuriant Garden. Its most recent expansion took place in the 1980s. It is now the largest of five large classical-style gardens in Shanghai and incorporates numerous historic structures such as carved Buddhist pillars, pagodas, and Ming-era pavilions relocated from all over Jiading. Groves of rare and exotic bamboos are seen throughout the garden. Anting. Known as Automobile City, Anting is another old town in Jiading. Shanghai Volkswagen, a joint venture between the German auto giant and Shanghai Automobile Group, is located in Anting. Shanghai Volkswagen is one of the most important car companies in China. Unit 7. Anting New Town. Anting New Town was planned as a sustainable residential community based on German expertise. It was part of a larger scheme to develop 9 satellite towns on the outskirts of Shanghai. International consultants and designers from Germany, Britain, Italy, and elsewhere were invited to provide master plans. Some of these towns, for instance, Thames Town, have a quaint ye olde European appearance and have become tourist attractions in their own right. Anting New Town, which consists of mostly 4 and 5-story apartment blocks, was built in a contemporary German idiom and painted in bright candy colors. Unusual for Shanghai, the apartments were meant to have energy-efficient central heating and air conditioning. A copy of a famous bronze monument to Goethe and Schiller in Weimar, Germany, standing in the center of Anting New Town, is a visible reminder of its German provenance. Unit 8. Shanghai Automobile Museum. Shanghai Automobile Museum is the first of its kind in China. It's located in Shanghai International Automobile City, a vast industrial park in Jiading. The museum's 4 galleries showcase the history of the automobile, vintage cars, cutting-edge technology, and famous automakers. The museum is housed in an aerodynamic, ultra-modern building. Shanghai International Circuit. Shanghai International Circuit is a $450 million racetrack about 4.5 miles from Anting. It was conceived as part of Shanghai International Automobile City and completed in 2004. It is one of the most advanced and challenging racecourses in the world. Since it opened, it has hosted the Formula One Chinese Grand Prix and other races, which attract fans from all over the city and beyond. Unit 9. Cars, Bicycles, and the Environment. Bicycles were ubiquitous in Chinese cities until the 1990s, when they were all but displaced by automobiles. The Chinese government promoted car manufacturing as one of the country's pillar industries. Leading automobile companies from the West and Japan rushed to form joint ventures with Chinese state companies. Within a short space of time, China overtook the United States to become the world's largest market for cars. In the meantime, China developed a massive network of national and inner-city expressways, now clogged with cars during peak hours and national holidays. The sudden surge in automobile ownership and road construction cannot but have consequences for the environment, which are exacerbated by the use of low-grade gasoline. In 2011, the Chinese government announced new standards for gasoline and diesel, bringing them to levels similar to those in the EU and North America. Some cities have also taken steps to encourage people to get back on bicycles by rolling out sharing schemes and dedicated bike lanes. Unit 10. Exercise and Street Dancing. One of the most remarkable sights an international traveler is likely to encounter in Chinese cities is large groups of older men and women doing Tai Chi, sword dancing, and calisthenics in the morning, accompanied by loud music, in parks and other open spaces. There is very often an instructor leading the exercises. In warm weather, it is not uncommon to see men and women in their 50s and older practicing social dances such as the waltz and the Charleston in corner parks in the evening. As life expectancy increases, more and more senior citizens are out exercising and socializing at dawn and dusk. It is rare to see young people engaged in similar activities in the morning, as they are in a rush to go to school or work. However, schools and some companies schedule exercise breaks. Unit 11. Little Emperors and the Silver-Haired Tribe. China is seeing a huge demographic change. The percentage of only children has increased dramatically since the government introduced the one-child policy in the late 1970s. Except for rural and minority families, and for twin births or families in which the firstborn is seriously handicapped, one child per family is the norm in China's urban areas. This has given rise to the so-called little emperors phenomenon. These are children who grow up without any siblings. Parents and grandparents bend to their every whim and wish. They are said to be spoiled and self-centered, untrusting and timid. However, study results are contradictory. Some conclude that China's only children are more confident and more likely to help others. There is no controversy, however, on the burden of these children to care for their and their spouses' elderly parents. China's population is rapidly aging. According to government forecast, by 2020, more than 17% of the population will be 60 or over. China's largest cities, such as Shanghai and Beijing, have already passed that percent. In 2011, one of every four registered Shanghai residents was aged 60 or over. By 2015, that percentage is predicted to climb to 30%. These expanding demographic groups, the Little Emperors and the Silver-Haired Tribe, will have far-reaching consequences on every aspect of Chinese society. Unit 12. Is Professor Li's son married?
李教授儿子结婚了吗?
Chinese people use titles much more often than Americans. When speaking to a stranger, it is more deferential to address that person by his or her professional or academic rank and avoid the casual second-person singular pronoun
你
or you altogether. Is Professor Lee's son married? May sound like you are asking the question of a third person, but it is much more polite than the more direct, is your son married? People in northern China, especially in Beijing, frequently use the polite form of
你, 您,
to convey respect. For instance,
您的儿子结婚了吗?
However, this usage is limited to northern China, and rare even in Mandarin-speaking regions in the south, such as Sichuan and Yunnan. Professions and ranks that are almost never used as courtesy titles in America, but are frequently used in China as formal addresses, include manager, section head, factory director, teacher, and so on. Unit 13. 爱人.
爱人
literally means loved one. It is a term made popular in the 1950s by the communists, who preferred the word over more traditional ways to refer to one's spouse, out of the belief that marriage should be based on love rather than convenience or wealth. It is peculiar to mainland China and never heard in Hong Kong or Taiwan. In mainland China,
爱人
displaced
先生
or husband and
太太
or wife. The more literary terms for husband and wife
丈夫
and
妻子
are seldom used in speech. In recent years, however,
爱人
has gradually fallen out of favor with young people, who are increasingly resorting to the very informal
老公
and
老婆,
meaning literally old man and old woman. People in their 40s and 50s may find the words too casual or even vulgar and tend to be more comfortable with the more old-fashioned
爱人.
Unit 14. Pet ownership. With rising affluence, pet ownership has become very common in Chinese cities. Pure breeds of dogs in particular are prized. The ferocious Tibetan Mastiff, for instance, now commands hundreds of thousands of dollars and is a status symbol for the newly rich. As in the West, increased pet ownership has changed many people's relationships to small animals, such as cats and dogs, which are frequently pampered, elaborately coiffed, and fancifully clothed. Cruelty towards pets generates much negative publicity and anger from passionate cat and dog lovers. There have been many large-scale private rescue operations to save cats and dogs from unscrupulous traffickers. At the same time, the government tries to enforce laws to license the ownership of pets and ensure proper vaccination. There are also restrictions as to the number and size of dogs one can own out of concerns for public safety. Unit 15. Flower and Bird Markets. Large flower and bird markets are delightful places to explore in Chinese cities. In addition to all manner of plants and flowers, small pets such as birds, rabbits, turtles, and goldfish can be found at these large open-air markets. There are also bonsai, bird cages, and flower pots for sale. Prices are often cheaper and the selections wider than in brick-and-mortar stores. Auspicious animals and flowers. Turtles and cranes are symbols of longevity in China and are frequent decorative motifs in Chinese arts. The expression old turtle, however, is a vulgar curse word for an old man. Other auspicious animals include fish, which symbolize abundance, and bats, which represent luck because the Chinese words for fish and bats sound like those for bountifulness and fortune. The peony, especially the bright red variety, is a symbol of wealth because of its large, extravagant petals and festive color. Pines, bamboos, flowering apricots, and chrysanthemums are the so-called four gentlemen of Chinese painting. They represent fortitude because of their ability to not only withstand but flourish in cold weather.